This is Let's Talk in English. It's a great day to learn some English together. My name is Katie, and I'm one of your teachers here on the show. Our new topic is sports, and this lesson is called Ping Pong. Ping Pong. Peter, do you like to play ping pong?
Of course I like to play ping pong. It's a really fun game. I like to play with friends. Hi, everyone. My name's Peter, one of your teachers here on the show.
Now we should look at today's Read It. Take out your magazine and turn to the right page. You can follow along with Peter now.
Alex loves table tennis. He misses playing. Susie can play with him. He can teach her. They need paddles, balls, a net, and a table. They can buy everything except the table. They can use the ping pong table at Alex's apartment building. Maybe they can get a group together. Then everyone can play.
Our friends at LTE TV really love doing fun activities together. Today, Alex and Susie can play table tennis together.
Table tennis is the same game as ping pong. You can call this game either ping pong or table tennis.
This game is a lot of fun. I think it's popular. In America, we usually say ping pong.
But other places might call it table tennis. So, friends, have you played this before? Did you like it?
You can answer that question after the show. Right now, let's get started with learning our keywords for the day. Here's our word lady, Christina.
今天的主题是桌球 table tennis。英文的桌球是桌上的网球 table tennis。事实上，你如果说 ping pong， 大家也听得懂。Alex loves table tennis。Alex 答应要教 Susie 打桌球。首先，他们需要去买桌球拍 paddle。We need to buy two paddles。打桌球需要球拍、球、网子和球桌。Susie 说除了球桌之外他们其他都可以买齐。We can buy everything except a table. 这里的 except 是介系词除了的意思。因为有兴趣打桌球的人很多，所以 Abby 说他们或许可以组一个桌球队哦。名词团体小组就是 group. There is a table tennis group in the station now.
Hi, Susie. Do you play table tennis?
Table tennis? No, Alex, I don't. Why do you ask?
Well, I love table tennis. I miss playing.
Then teach me to play. I can play with you. It might be fun.
Sure, but we need some equipment.
Then let's go shopping.We can go to Sal's Sports.
First, let's talk about a word that's not a key word today. Equipment. Alex says they need to go get equipment. What does this word mean, Peter?
That's a good question, Katie. Equipment is what you need to do something. So for table tennis or other sports, you need the right equipment to play.
Yeah, think about basketball or soccer. To play those games, you need the right kind of ball. That's the equipment you use for those sports.
Or if you have something to build, then you need equipment for those projects too. Those are tools, but you could also say that they're equipment too.
Right. So later in the lesson, we'll learn exactly what kind of equipment you need for table tennis.Let's talk about something different right now.
Let's talk about another sentence that Alex uses. He says, I miss playing. So we know that Alex used to play table tennis. It was before now.
If you miss doing something, you did it before now, and you probably don't do it anymore. So I can say, I miss playing tennis. I used to play, but I don't anymore.
We also use the word miss to talk about missing people. You miss the people you love when you aren't with them.
That's true. You miss people when you don't get to see them for a long time. And you miss doing things if you don't do them for a long time, too.
Thanks, Katie. So, friends, what is something that you miss doing? Tell a friend about it.
Good idea, Peter. So Alex misses playing table tennis. That's why he's asking Susie if she plays. He wants to find someone else who can play with him.
Well, it's always more fun doing things with other people. You can play sports together. And that's why we tell you to practice English with a friend.
Practicing together can make it a lot more fun. So, what is a sport you like to play with your friends?
Maybe you like to play table tennis already. But let's learn about this kind of word. It's time to listen to our favorite word lady, Christina.
今天的主题就是桌球 table tennis。这个两个名词放在一起组成的叫做复合名词，有很多类似的例子，像是 car key 车钥匙 ，paper bag 纸袋 ，water bottle 水瓶，这些都是两个名词所构成的复合名词。另外一种复合名词的形式是两个字变成一个字，比如 bed 加上 room 卧室就是 bedroom， boy 加上 friend 就是男朋友 boyfriend， snow 加上 man 就是雪人 snowman， 这些都是两个字合成一个字的复合名词。最后一种是两个字之间加连字号的复合名词，像是 T-shirt 或是 check-in， 以上都是复合名词的不同形式。
This is a nice store.
They sell many different things. Oh look, here are the rackets.
In table tennis, they are called paddles.
Oh, what else do we need?
We need some balls, a net, and a table.
We can buy everything except a table.
Don't worry, we can use the ping pong table at my apartment building.
Alex and Susie are at the sports store now. What is the name of the store?
We learned the name in conversation A. They went to South Sports. That's the store that they are in now in conversation B.
Right. It's a nice store, and it sells many different kinds of things. Remember, they went to buy equipment that they need to play table tennis.
Yeah. So, what equipment do they need for this sport? First, they need paddles. What do you use paddles for, Peter?
Well, you use paddles to hit the ball. You use the paddle to hit the ball over the net. But Susie calls them rackets.
Well, yeah, the paddles do look like a small racket. You use a racket for another sport, tennis.
Tennis is a sport you play outside on a big court. You use a racket and a ball to play. Table tennis is like that,But you play on a table. It's much smaller than a tennis court.
Yeah, so they need to buy the paddles. What else do they need?
I have a better question, Katie. What else do we need to learn?
Peter, I know. We need today's calendar phrase.
What else do we need?
What else do we need?
我们还需要什么?
We need apples.
What else do we need?
We need carrots.
What else do we need?
We need bananas.
What else do we need?
We need more money.
Oh.
What else do we need?
What else do we need?
我们还需要什么?
When you play sports,Sometimes you have to buy the equipment.
And they can buy the balls and the net. But Alex and Susie can't buy the table.
Right. And how does Katie know that? Because Susie says they can buy everything except a table.
Let's practice using the word except. Maybe I say I want to eat everything except my vegetables. That means that I won't eat the vegetables.
I want to visit every country except for France. That means I won't go to that country, but I'll go to all the other countries.
So Susie and Alex can buy everything except the table, but that's okay. They can use the table that's at Alex's apartment building.
Katie and I can teach you everything except the grammar point. We need Rebecca for that. Here she is.
It's time to learn today's grammar point. We can use the noun at noun. For example, we can use the piano at school. Or we can use the bathroom at the supermarket. This grammar point is very important to English students, so make sure you use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Okay, friends, let's take a short break now. We'll be back again very soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back to our sports lesson. Today, we are learning all about table tennis, but you can also call it ping pong. And Alex really misses playing this game.
And he wants to play it with Susie. But remember, they need the right equipment. They need a net, a table, the balls, and paddles. Let's see what happens next in Conversation C.
Abby, do you play table tennis?
No. Do you?
I'm learning. Alex is teaching me. Ping pong is really fun.
Really? Table tennis looks hard.
Alex can teach you too. He makes it fun.
Maybe we can get a group together. Then we can all play.
That's a great idea. Who is the best player? I wonder.
Wow, Alex must be really good at table tennis. He's teaching Susie how to play.
Yeah, when you're really good at something, you can teach or tell someone else how to play that game.
Is there something you think you could teach other people how to do? Alex is teaching Susie how to play, but maybe he can teach Abby, too.
Abby does not know how to play ping pong either, and she thinks it looks hard.
When she says this, she means that it looks like playing the sport would be hard to do. Is there anything you can think of that looks hard to do?
Sometimes people think math problems look hard, or maybe you look at English and think, that looks hard.
But don't worry. That's why Peter and I are here to teach you. So let's keep learning. Maybe Alex can also teach Abby how to play table tennis.
He makes it fun. So he tries to make learning fun for Susie. That's great. And if more people learn how to play, they can get a group together to go play.
That would be a lot of fun. But let's talk about the phrase, get something together. We often use this when we talk about doing something with our friends.
Maybe you want to go see a movie. Say, let's get a group together for the movie. Then you can all go watch the movie together at the same time.
Right. That makes it more fun. Let's talk to Christina a little more about this phrase.
要来打桌球的人很多，所以 Abby 说他们或许可以组成一个桌球队哦。Maybe we can get a group together. 片语 get something together 表示组成什么。 比如喜欢玩音乐的人就可以组成一个乐团 band. We can get a band together. 或者如果想组一个读书会的话，就说 let's get a study group together. 你想组什么样的组合呢？用这个片语来造句说说看吧。
Thank you, Christina. Friends, have you ever gotten your friends together for something? Have you ever gotten a group together for something?
Maybe you haven't, but you can still practice this phrase. So our friends at LTE TV might get a group together to play ping pong. But who is the best player?
Oh, that's what Susie is wondering. When you wonder, you are thinking about something and ask a question about it.
Right.We wonder about things we don't understand or don't know. Maybe you're wondering when we're going to review our key words.
And the answer to that question is right now. Friends, please say the key words with us.
Here's the first one. Table tennis. Table tennis. Joe plays table tennis indoors.
Paddle. Paddle.I need a new table tennis paddle.
Except. Except. Everyone likes apples, except me.
Group. Group. Can I join the group?
Everyone, thank you for reviewing your keywords with us. I hope that you remember them. Now we'll continue our review and look back at today's lesson.
Hi, Susie. Do you play table tennis?
Table tennis? No, Alex, I don't. Why do you ask?
Well, I love table tennis. I miss playing.
Then teach me to play. I can play with you. It might be fun.
Sure, but we need some equipment.
Then let's go shopping.We can go to Sal's Sports.
This is a nice store.
They sell many different things. Oh, look! Here are the rackets.
In table tennis, they are called paddles.
Oh. What else do we need?
We need some balls, a net, and a table.
We can buy everything except a table.
Don't worry. We can use the ping pong table at my apartment building.
Abby, do you play table tennis?
No. Do you?
I'm learning.Alex is teaching me. Ping pong is really fun.
Really? Table tennis looks hard.
Alex can teach you too. He makes it fun.
Maybe we can get a group together. Then we can all play.
That's a great idea. Who is the best player? I wonder...
Ginger, do you like table tennis?
Well, I like tables, and I like tennis, so I like table tennis.
Ginger, table tennis is a game. It's a sport.
Is it like tennis? Do you play on a tennis court?
No, you play on a special table.
Oh, do you play with tennis rackets?
No, you play with paddles.
Hey, that sounds like ping pong.
It is ping pong. Ping pong is another name for table tennis.
Oh, ping pong is fun.
Yes, I like it too. So we should play sometime.
Oh, I don't like to play. I like to watch and listen.
Watch and listen? How do you do that?
You watch the ball go ping pong, ping pong.
Oh, very funny.
Ping pong, ping pong.
I get it.
So, how's your attitude? Let's check it in 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's not the things you do or say that people notice along life's way. What you are speak so loud, they can't hear what you're talking about. Attitude is how you act, not just talk the talk and giving the facts. Put a smile on your face, give up your way with a bit of grace.
Doing things can be more fun, transform into the sun. Doing things can be more fun, transform into the sun. Good or bad comes from the heart, that's the place you have to start. In the things you do today, don't let your attitude get in the way. Good or bad comes from the heart, that's the place you have to start. In the things you do today, don't let your attitude get in the way.
Don't let your attitude get in the way, get in the way.
Now let's give it up to Jason. What you gotta say?
It's not the things that you are saying that people notice the long last way. When you are speak so loud, they can't hear what you are talking about. Attitude is how you act. Let's just talk the talk and give it the facts. Put a smile on your face, give up your way with a bit of grace.
Everyone, that's the end of our show. Thanks for joining us for the lesson today. Are you ready to go play some ping pong now?
Or maybe you want to call it table tennis. And now you know all the equipment you need to play ping pong or table tennis.
That's true. And if you don't know how to play, you can find someone who will teach you how to play the game.
You just have to find someone who is good at the sport. And then you can ask them to help you learn how to play.
Well, everyone, we're very glad that you joined us for this sports lesson today. And tomorrow, we'll have part 2. So there's a lot more to learn then.
That's right, Katie. So, friends, make sure you keep practicing all those key words before tomorrow. But now, it's time to say goodbye. We'll see you next time here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.